This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The White House is being accused of undercutting its most trusted coronavirus expert as President Donald Trump continues to play down the threat posed by the virus and pushes to reopen the economy before the election. Mr. Trump and other White House officials have been ramping up their attacks against Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious diseases expert, who has been sounding alarms about spiking cases.
I have a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci. I've had for a long time, right from the beginning. I find him to be a very nice person. I don't always agree with him. I closed the border, as you know, to China. I did the ban on China, heavily infected, and we saved tens of thousands of lives. And Dr. Fauci will admit that it was a good decision. It was very
early. President Trump suggests the severity of the pandemic that has killed more than 135,000 Americans is being overstated by critics to damage his reelection chances. More than 571,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 135,000. The number of infections globally surpasses 13 million and 3.3 million in the U.S. The United States government has carried out its first execution in 17 years after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in an early Tuesday decision to dismiss a lower court's injunction on three executions scheduled for this week and another set for next month. Daniel Lewis Lee was put to death with a dose of the powerful sedative pentobarbital at a federal prison in Indiana hours after the court released its ruling. Lee was convicted of murdering a family of three, including an 8-year-old girl, in 1996. He was originally due to be executed yesterday, but hours before that happened, a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction on the grounds that courts should have more time to review his case. This is VOA News. Iran has executed a former defense ministry employee who was convicted of selling information to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, according to Iran's judiciary today. A judiciary spokesman said Reza Asghari was executed last week for selling information about Iran's missile program to the CIA. Iran says Asghari sold the information during his last years in the defense ministry and retired in 2016. Iran executed another alleged spy last month. Pakistan said Tuesday it would relaunch door-to-door vaccinations of children against polio next week after a 4-month suspension due to the coronavirus outbreak. The announcement comes amid substantial decline in daily COVID-19 infections across Pakistan, one of the two polio endemic countries in the world, along with its war-torn neighbor Afghanistan. Pakistan officials have so far recorded 58 new polio cases this year from across the country amid warnings by the World Health Organization that starting July 20th, initial claims to vaccinate about 800,000 children under the age of 5 in high-risk Pakistani districts to protect them against the crippling disease. The resurgence of the coronavirus in the United States has ignited fierce debate about whether to reopen schools. Sagar Magani of Associated Press has this.
President Trump says there's only one answer.
We have to open the schools. We have to get them open.
Again, arguing those who say schools cannot safely reopen are just trying to hurt him politically. California's two biggest school districts, Los Angeles and San Diego, say kids will not return to classrooms next month, but will keep learning at home. As the debate here continues, the World Health Organization's chief warns there will be no return to normal life anytime soon. And if more countries do not adopt comprehensive plans to fight the virus,
it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States on Monday rejected China's disputed claims to offshore resources in most of the South China Sea, a move that Beijing criticized as inciting tensions in the region, which highlighted an increasingly testy relationship. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that China has offered no coherent legal basis for its ambitions in the South China Sea, and for years has been using intimidation against other Southeast Asian coastal states. France, yes, yesterday started restricting Chinese airlines to one passenger flight per week, saying it was acting in response to curbs imposed by Beijing on French carriers. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.